I'm Lindsay Matthews and I'm a history teacher. This is part of my school history club that I set up last year. And when Eric came to me and asked if the boys would be interested in doing that, I got some GCSE boys on board and some of my form who don't even do history, but were really interested anyway.
This project, they've basically made almost a textbook of their own, really, a collection of people from the school that left, that took part in the war effort and were killed. It must have resonated with them a bit because this could have been them. So it was more of a personal reflection project, wasn't it? Can you go back in time a bit and recall the way that the students were reacting to what they were finding out and what they were doing?
I think that this project has really brought the meaning of Remembrance Day home to the boys. I mean, looking at names in a book and looking at pictures in the textbook is one thing, but actually finding out about lives and realising that, you know, these people lived in the same places or they went to the same school in this case, really just brings it home and changes the whole meaning of remembrance for them. I think that this Remembrance Day, they will be thinking a lot more in terms of people rather than names.
And for you as a history teacher, I mean, there's various ways, I think, that you can teach your subject. This is very innovative. I've not seen this anywhere else. History came alive almost, really, and history is about reflecting on the past, but there's been a lot more reflection. I mean, this seems the way forward in terms of teaching a subject that is often branded boring or potentially can be, but actually this project shows very unfair. Is that something you'd agree with?
Yes, definitely. I think that history is an unbelievably fascinating subject, and I think that bringing history home to pupils is one of the most important things in history teaching, and realising that it is relevant to them, and, you know, that they are in fact making history themselves just by existing.